To Iraq now, where the U.S. military says violence continues to decline. Part of the reason why is the success of recent Iraqi army operations in Baghdad and Basra. It's been 2 months since Iraq's security forces stormed that city. Before the offensive there, competing Shiite militias were in control, and the southern city was rife with assassinations and kidnappings. Now, there are 40,000 Iraqi soldiers and police in Basra. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has this report on the improving security situation in Basra and what it means.
There is a wild mood in parts of Basra these days. On the riverfront promenade known as the Corniche, a group of young men dance around and sing. They are very, very drunk. Reveler Hadam Abbas says they are celebrating their newfound freedom.
The militias were even more severe than Saddam's regime. We were very restricted. We all looked over our shoulders when we went out for fear we would be caught and crammed into the trunk of a car. Now people can go out freely. Look how many people there are on this street.
Indeed, the Corniche is crowded this night with mostly men sitting in outdoor tea houses, smoking water pipes, watching the Shat al-Arab River flow by. Alcohol was banned by the militias on pain of death. On this day, many of the younger males are obviously intoxicated. Abdullah al-Abadi is a 55-year-old merchant. He says Basra has had an immense weight lifted off it.
We are pleased, and so are all the people of Basra. People feel happy and relieved. You can't keep suppressing people. Basra now is very good, thank God.
That peace, though, is guarded by men with guns. Iraqi police and Iraqi soldiers patrol the streets. There are checkpoints everywhere. Basra is now a heavily militarized city under martial law. On the Corniche, a dozen soldiers cock their weapons before heading out on patrol. Basra is the richest prize in Iraq. The region accounts for 90% of the country's oil revenue. The area is home to Iraq's only deep water seaport, about 35 miles south of the city. In the chaos that followed the U.S.-led invasion, political parties backed by their armed militias exploited the security vacuum in Basra. British forces that were supposed to be in control of the city did little to stop them. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's initial decision to take over the city 2 months ago had dramatic repercussions here. Residents say they had no chance to stock up on supplies or evacuate before the army offensive, leading to casualties that could have been avoided. Ahmed Hashem is a university lecturer.
The army came inside the city without prior notice. People were not ready or prepared. There was no food or medical supplies, no water. We saw many people get killed by mistake. I consider this period the most difficult we faced here in Basra.
Iraqi army officers interviewed by NPR acknowledged that early chaos could have been avoided. Soldiers in Basra told NPR they were given only 2 hours prior notice of the operation, and the battle plan, they say, was confusing and vague. Not surprisingly, the first week of battle against the militias went very badly for them. In video shown to NPR by an Iraqi soldier, the Iraqi army is seen firing wildly at civilian homes and shops in one of the strongholds of the militia loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in Basra.
The military offensive was hastily launched, but ended up achieving its goals.
General Mohammed Jawad Huwaidi heads the Iraqi security effort in Basra now.
Some of the soldiers were not trained well enough, and some were too young to face battle. And some of the soldiers who were from Basra came under pressures from both their families and tribes, and all this led to some desertions among the soldiers.
But General Huwaidi reserved his biggest criticism for the Iraqi police trained and armed by British forces.
The police performance was bad. The police force was not properly built in the first place, so it was to be expected in a way. They deserted their positions. Only a few fought alongside the army. The police were so heavily infiltrated by the militias that it would have been better if they had not been there at all.
Muqtada al-Sadr's declaration of a ceasefire changed the fortunes of the Iraqi forces here. Militiamen who had been fighting and winning in some areas laid down their weapons. The Iraqi army was able to move into previously no-go neighborhoods. They took advantage of the ceasefire by blanketing the city. 1,300 policemen who were thought to have ties to the militias were fired. General Huwaidi says that the security forces are now in full control of Basra, and he says they've made over 600 arrests. He boasts,
"Everyone thought those militias were a great force, but they turned out to be merely paper tigers."
He acknowledges, though, that many militiamen have slipped away to other countries or other parts of Iraq, ready to fight another day. Still on the streets of Basra, for now, Nouri al-Maliki and his army are popular. A carload of wedding celebrants begins chanting pro-Maliki songs as they approach an Iraqi army checkpoint. To the beat of wedding drums, they sing, "All the Iraqi people are with you, Nouri al-Maliki," and "Maliki, you brought the Iraqi people freedom." Nearby, shopkeeper Abdul Khadoum says he will vote for the party that represents Maliki in the upcoming provincial elections, slated for the fall.
"I will vote for those who represent Maliki because he has proved his ability. People need a strong person who looks for security."
By late last week, things were much quieter on the riverfront corniche. An attack at a nearby checkpoint left two policemen dead, prompting wary Basra residents to stay home. And the provincial council issued a new decree banning alcohol that dampened the festive spirit. 25-year-old policeman Mudrik Hamid says it was a good decision.
"People are happy with this decision because many young people drink in an immoral way on the corniche, and the families couldn't go there because of the drunken people."
The corniche was mostly empty by 9 o'clock that night. The streets nearby were similarly deserted, save for speeding trucks filled with police. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Basra.